This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up. Okay, class, that's the end of another week. Any questions?
I do have some questions.
Good.
I always have questions on a Friday. Something for you to ponder across the weekend.
I haven't had anything to ponder for weeks, and I've really been missing them.
Have you been missing the questions?
I have.
Wow. Okay. Because I was to-ing and fro-ing as to whether to bring them back for 2018.
You can't get rid of these.
Okay. I could. All right. Question number one.
Okay.
Is it possible to 3D print a 3D printer and then just return the original printer to the shops?
Well, I guess so. I guess you'd have to, like, 3D print all the different parts.
Yeah.
And then put it together and build it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm assuming that it's possible.
Okay. That's cool.
Although...
Yes.
The stuff you 3D print with...
Yeah.
...is heat sensitive. So then wouldn't it all melt as you were trying to make the next thing?
Let's build the thing first.
And then find out.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's another one. Is Scooby-Doo... named after the brand of snacks he likes, or did a company just make snacks for him?
That is a very good question.
Because they're called Scooby Snacks, and on the box it says Scooby Snacks.
So was he... Yeah.
Which came first, Scooby-Doo or the snacks?
I hope that the snacks came second, because otherwise it's like calling your dog Schmacko. Like, it's just weird.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
It is. Hmm. If a person weighs 99 kilos and then eats a kilo of Nutella, is that person then 1% Nutella?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Wow.
The awesome part is eating the kilo of Nutella. Bring that on. I'll just test this theory.
Just grab a spoon and a few jars. One last one. Why is it your bed is always more comfortable to lay in when you don't have time to lie in it?
Always.
Oh, it's like you've got 5 minutes. You're like, oh, this is so good. I've got to get up now?
Yeah.
Oh,
worst.
Ridiculous. Underbelly is back on our screens this Sunday night at 8:40 on Channel 9. It's Underbelly Files Chopper. And we are lucky enough to have the guy whose job it was to play the infamous Mark Chopper Reed with us right now, Aaron Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for joining us.
Now, you're still sporting the chopper-style moustache?
No, as soon as everything was cleared, I shaved it off, and then obviously I put on a bit of weight for the role, so I started to shed that. But, yeah, you know, it was a big transformation in the sense that I put on some weight for the role, obviously, you know, just up the carbs and up the sugar and, hey, presto, man boobs.
Oh, that would have been a nice process to go through. Everyone wants to up the carbs and up the sugar. But when it came down to it, like, it wasn't only a physical transformation, but you also tried to get his mannerisms down pat.
You got to make it your own. I mean, The Chopper the movie is a landmark Australian movie, and it was a phenomenal performance by Eric Banner. So, you know, you've just got to make it your own. I didn't want to mimic that character that I was portraying. I wanted to move away from that a little bit. So I took bits and pieces out of what I studied and accentuated some of those and didn't bother with others. So really, I don't imagine it's very close to the real character, but it's my interpretation of that.
Mm-hmm. If Chopper was still alive, would you have been more nervous about playing this role?
Probably, yeah. But I would have made a real attempt to get in contact with him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were a normal person, like everyday Joe, like us, you had nothing to worry about.
Mm.
And a lot of the stories that I heard from people that met him said he was, you know, a kind, you know, easy to get to know, talk about anything, jovial kind of bloke, you know.
One last thing before we go. So, Aaron, you were my childhood crush in McLeod's Daughters. I grew up watching McLeod's Daughters with my family every single week. We all got around and watched it. And I'm actually really nervous about watching you as Chopper. Is it going to change my whole perception of you? Am I going to lose that love for Aaron?
I hope not. I don't think so. I think you'll see that, obviously, you know, I've transformed and playing a different character, like I have lots of other characters since I left McLeod's. But, you know, McLeod's was voted the most popular drama in the history of Australian television. And, you know, it has record sales all around the globe. And, you know, I was really, really proud to be a part of that show. And the online traffic around that show is the reason that there's all these rumours that they might be doing a remake.
Is there going to be a remake?
Well, I don't know. I hope so. I mean, if you're a business guy, if you're a money man, you kind of look at the statistics and and the online stuff, and you go, wow, this is a no-brainer. But I think you'd be crazy not to make it. But they're very, very different characters, you know.
On Sunday night, after part one, if I'm freaking out, I'll just go back and watch a couple of episodes of McLeod's Daughters, calm myself down before I go to bed.
If you're really freaking out, just give me a call and I'll throw some Alex lines down the phone.
Oh,
to you and I'll be down.
Oh, don't say that. I will hold you to that.
And she really means hold you. She's a huge fan.
When's the next flight to Sydney?
All right, Aaron, it's been an absolute pleasure catching up with you. Cannot wait for Underbelly Files Chopper. Part one, Sunday night, 8:40 on Channel 9. Part two, Monday night at 9 p.m.
I can't wait.
We look forward to the story of Chopper Reed, the love story, the fact that he scares the pants off of a lot of people, even though, you know, he is no longer with us. It's just going to be one of those stories that's definitely worth watching. Thanks for your time.
And thanks for supporting Aussie drama, guys. Appreciate it.
Gab, I'm having a little trouble with the texting. It's something that I've only just picked up, but going back through a few of my texts to people, I've been doing it for quite a while. I'm, when it comes to sending texts out or sending messages out, I'm lazy, as in I don't read my text after I've typed it. So I just send it and away it goes,
what
and
do you
I
mean
hope for the best.
Text? I don't even get text. I just get a thumbs up.
Yeah, you get a thumbs
That's
up.
That's all I get.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes. Doesn't matter what you text me, you always get the thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sticking to a theme. I'm happy with that. Anyway, here's the thing. I only just discovered this the other day, but it's a mixture of laziness, having fat fingers or thumbs in this case, and a small phone, all right? And they've come together in the perfect storm. I cannot type, I've discovered, the word have.
Okay. That's a pretty easy one, but all right.
Yeah. I get the H, I get the A. Because the V is on the bottom line of the keyboard on my phone, I press the space bar instead, which is just under it, and then I get the E. So in all the sentences that I have the word have in, I don't actually have the word have. What I have is hi. So instead of, say, texting my wife and saying, hey, have we got bananas, I've been texting, hi, got bananas. Or, hi, do you hi the tickets for tonight's event?
And no one's pointed this out
Not
to you.
Not one person has written back going,
where's the V?
Yeah, what's the
what
V?
What do you have Maybe. Against the V? Why do you hate the V so much, Hamish?
Why have you dropped the V? And that is probably why they haven't texted that. So I'm like, what? Pardon?
You want them to say that. And that's why they think it's a trap. Especially your wife.
Maybe that's
I'm not falling for this. I'm not mentioning the V.
I know what kind of trouble I got into last time.
A video's gone viral because some people got home recently to find a corgi riding their Shetland pony.
Yeah.
And it is a funny video. This corgi is just having the time of his life.
Yeah.
So we want to know, what's the weirdest thing you found your pet doing?
We got Robbie on the line. Robbie, tell us your story.
Mate, it wasn't my pet, but I was on holidays earlier this year and I've seen a sausage dog riding a boogie board and riding it pretty well, actually.
That's magnificent.
Bet you can do a better job than me.
That's always good. Always good to see pets getting out there and enjoying the surf. So, was the owner around, or how did it work? They just, you know.
Yeah, there was a couple of owners around, and he was that good on the boogie board. They were throwing a ball to him, and he was catching it.
Wow!
Whoa!
That takes a lot of effort. That takes a lot of time.
How do I teach my dog to do that? Because that is very impressive.
I don't know. I'm sure Robbie, the next time he goes back there and sees the sausage dog on the boogie board, will ask either the sausage dog or the owner that question. How did you do that? Mate, thanks for the call.
Thanks,
now, we also had Sophia actually called up, but the phone was a bit dodgy.
But her story was hilarious. Yeah. Her cat actually hitched a ride from Toowoomba to Warwick, and then 3 months later, hitched a ride back.
Yeah, so had a little holiday away and then came back.
Sometimes you just need a little break.
You do.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.